Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is great to be with you on a Wednesday. Another fun time to talk with you about sports. And also get Kevin's interesting take on the world of sports. I thought that was a good promo for you.
I'm not complaining.
Your interesting take on the world of sports.
That's fine. I'll take interesting. It's better than unusual, strange, or weird.
Well, sometimes I speak in code.
I know.
And interesting is code.
I prefer unique.
I'll just say interesting because
I'm just the average fan. I'm just the average fan, man.
Boy, that's discouraging. What?
I'm just the average fan trying to win my fantasy league.
And where are you in your fantasy league right now?
Next to last. I have moved up.
Ooh, who's the loser you're in front of?
I believe that would be Drew Kelly.
Well, boy, too bad somebody I really respect. I'll have to get on the phone and talk to Drew about a couple moves we can make.
Ah, that'd be cool. We? Did you just say
no,
we?
No, we can get...
Are you now invested?
I might if you're ahead of him.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. All right. So, couple things today. Obviously, let me tell you a little bit about Friday's show. I think you'll like Friday's show. You know what we have on Friday?
No. Who do we have on Friday, Steve?
We are going to have on Friday Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, to preview the opening dual meet of the season with Lehigh, which is Sunday.
Love it.
We'll have Jeff on the show talking about why Nico Megalutis and Zane Rutherford ended up redshirting this year and how that dramatically changes the Penn State lineup. We'll have Jeff Byers on the show Friday. Tim Owen, Blue White Illustrated, will join us on Friday. Don Fisher, the play-by-play voice of Indiana football and basketball, will join us Friday. And Icky Woods.
Getting some cold cuts today.
Exactly.
I love that spot.
Icky Woods is going to join us on the show Friday. Former Cincinnati Bengals running back.
Oh, he was not famous for being a running back. Let's be honest.
Well, he was still a 1,000-yard rusher. This is not, you know,
right,
this is not,
but he was not famous for being just a running back.
We'll talk about the shuffle.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll talk about his career. We'll talk about his post-career. And, yes, I will ask him about
getting some cold
the
cuts.
Deli. The deli and Geico.
You know, though, he is the Icky Shuffle was one of the reasons the NFL has the celebration penalty now.
I know. They told him to take the shuffle off the field and move it to the sideline.
Right.
And the place kicker at the time was a guy by the name, I think, Jim Breach. Said, look, Ick, don't do it while I'm kicking either.
Because nobody's going to be paying attention to his kick.
Exactly. I said, you think of Icky Woods now. At the moment, everybody's calling him Mr. Cold Cuts.
Gets cold cuts.
Did I ever tell you the Joe DiMaggio story with Penn State football?
I don't think so.
Okay. 1986, Penn State's driving for the national championship. And Penn State is going to play West Virginia. And they're staying down in Washington, PA, just south of Pittsburgh. And Joe DiMaggio is going to be in the area, and he calls Joe up. And DiMaggio is going to talk to the team. I mean, Joe asked him, he said, look, Joe, it'd be awesome if you talked to the team. So DiMaggio doesn't usually do that, but for Joe, he said, hey, I'll do it for you. You know? So he walks in the room, and Trey Bauer is sitting in the room. And one of his teammates is sitting next to him, and they said, you know, we're going to have a special guest speaker. And the kid looks over at Trey, he says, okay, we're going to have a speaker. He says, great. He says, we get to hear from Mr. Coffee? Hey, the guy goes, what? What? He says, we're going to hear from Mr. Coffee. Trey looks at him. He says, what are you talking about? He says, that's Joe DiMaggio. He says, yeah. He said, the guy from the Mr. Coffee commercial. He goes, no, one of the 20 greatest players in the history of baseball.
Sadly, that is how I knew him as well growing up. That's how I knew him.
Yeah, 360, what, one home runs?
Yep, that's how I knew him, Mr. Coffee.
You got to be kidding me. Really? Really?
My father used to say the same thing. You do know who he really is. Oh, really? Is that the same dude?
Marilyn Monroe's husband. Yeah. One of them. He left a rose at her grave every day. Did you know that?
I thought it was on her birthday.
No, he left. Uh-huh. I guess he left flower. He left fresh flowers there every day. You know, it's now if he's not there, he had them sent. How about that? And they were only married 9 months. Yeah, Mr. Coffee's going to talk. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Sadly, that's how I knew him for a long, long time until my father clued me in.
Well, with Icky Woods, it's going to be Mr. Cold Cuts. And Icky will be on the show Friday.
First time that came on, I'm like, oh, it's Icky Woods. He's going to do the shuffle. Daniel's like, the what? I said, that would be the Icky Shuffle. He's like, the what?
Yeah.
I said, that's football history right there, buddy. He's like, okay then. Said you had to experience it.
Yeah. But you have to remember, the Bengals made the Super Bowl in, what, 1989? Correct?
Yeah, that was Collinsworth was a receiver at that point, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, Boomer was the quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay. And, I mean, this is 1989. You're talking, you know, a mere 25 years ago. That's 25 years. They seem like yesterday to some of us, but it's still 25 years.
Well, thank you for depressing us all now.
I'm just saying. I mean, sometimes the people don't realize the distance. What seems like yesterday to us is actually 25 years ago. I mean, that'd be the equivalent of us being in 1989 and talking about Jim Brown playing in 1964.
We also have another football interview coming up sometime next week. We'll give you more details when it gets ironed out, but Johnny Unitas Jr. will be joining us. He has a new book called Johnny, You and Me, The Man Behind the Golden Arm.
Mm-hmm. Johnny Unitas and the Colts were revered in Baltimore. And they all stayed around and lived in Baltimore. Well, all of them. Unitas, Raymond Berry, Lenny Moore. I mean, they had a great connection with that community. Great connection. So. All right. 800-795-9565. Love to hear from you today. I think most people know that a series of emails involving the NCAA and Penn State have been released. It's part of the legal suit put together by State Senator Jay Corman. They were released, and people have read them. And obviously, I just want to make sure that you know that we're well aware of. Like the rest of you, I read them, so I'm not going to comment on it. There's nothing for me to comment on. I think certain things speak for themselves.
If you haven't seen it yet, CBSSports.com has a very interesting article about it.
As do a lot of other websites.
Yes.
Not just the one that Kevin constantly promotes.
A CBS Sports affiliate, I like to keep it in the family.
Sure, if you want. Ivan Maisel wrote an article. SI's written articles. So there's a whole bunch of them out there. Yeah. I didn't know the website went with what we did.
Yeah, that's one of the benefits of being a CBS Sports Radio affiliate.
You get a special one?
I do. Nobody reads it, and they never post it. But at least I get a chance to post something to it.
Well, first of all, I think CBS Sportsline is really, really good. And I'll tell you exactly from one of the areas I use it specifically. I use it specifically when it comes to RPI. Because their RPI ratings are pretty accurate. There's some good writers on it, especially Dennis Dodd. We've had Dennis on the show before.
I like Dennis Dodd, yeah. I don't always agree with him, but I like what he says. I mean, I like to read him.
But Dennis is a great guy to talk to. I'm talking like just in casual conversation.
Well, like I said, I don't always agree with his articles, but I like a lot of what he writes. Yeah.
There have been times where Dennis and I have just kind of sat around and just shot the breeze. And he's a great guy to shoot the breeze with. Very intelligent guy. I like Dennis a lot. Like I said, we don't agree on everything, but that's irrelevant. And who's the other? Greg Doyle? Greg's angry. Greg gets angry a lot on CBS.com, the official website of Kevin Hur.
Well, John Solomon is the college football writer for CBSSports.com, and he's the one that has the story that I was referring to earlier.
The official Kevin Hur website.
It's really strange. They don't promote it. They don't promote their webpage address. I don't get it.
Who's CBS?
Anybody for that matter. It's strange.
And the odd thing is that I actually think that their website, CBSSports.com, is about as complete as you'll see, to be frank with you. Every time I go over there, I always feel like I'm getting a little something extra about it.
Not a huge ESPN.com fan.
Oh, they speak highly of you.
I'm sure they do.
Well, you'll see John Solomon's article about this. It's... like I said, I'm not going to comment about any of this stuff. I think there's certain things it's best I stay out of.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, got to go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. It's a Wednesday. Made the turn for home? Love to hear from you at 800-795-9565. We're talking about the playoffs yesterday in high school football. No offense to the people, the good people that work hard and they're going to play this week. Not too many teams in it. Way too many teams. Don't you think?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with the total number that are actually in the...
Oh, 7,000.
Yeah. I don't think it's quite there, but it's creeping toward that.
Too many teams in it.
Because if you count district playoffs, that's actually all part of the state tournament. So you have at least 2 to 3 weeks of district playoffs plus the quarterfinals and the state semifinal before you have the state final on December 12th. I always wondered why they never played that at Beaver Stadium. Is it because the stadium's all closed up for the season by that point?
They did in 1988.
Was it 88? Okay.
Yeah, it's too big.
Too many open seats.
You put 10,000 people in there, that means there are 96,000 empty seats. You put 10,000, 15,000 at Hershey Park Stadium, looks like you got a crowd.
There are 36 teams that started the tournament in the West.
Like total or just at a certain level?
Hang on 1 second. I'm counting.
This could take a while. He's still counting.
34 teams in the East, 36 teams out of the West.
So 70 teams total in the state, single, double, triple, quad A?
Right. That's the first round of the WPIAL District 7. All the way through all districts in AAA.
That's just in AAA?
That's just in AAA, buddy.
There are 70 teams in AAA?
Yes, when you count everybody coming out, you know, when you count every district game, because the WPIAL started theirs last week, there are 70 teams involved.
In AAA?
In AAA.
Well, how many quad?
Hang on, I got to count. I was not completely prepared for this question.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, show prep important when you do this job. You know, you like to show up ready to go. I can tell you that in the Big Ten, one team from each division goes to the title game.
38 in the West.
Okay. Dun, 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 dun.
36 in the East.
All right, so it's 70. That's 74.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
So now we're up to 144.
All right. Now give me a couple minutes for double A here.
Huh. Show's almost over.
Well, let's estimate that it's 70 because it's going to be pretty darn close to that anyway.
No, don't keep going.
You're
going
to make me count, aren't you?
I want to. Of course I am. You want to know why? Then you might as well count the single A's too, brother.
Alrighty then. I'll be back next hour.
And Drew Kelly told me the plan wouldn't work. 800-795-9565. Are there too many teams in the high school playoffs? Or is it good? Take the Valley, for example. Look at all the teams up and down the Valley. Just in what, AAA? Jersey Shore is going to play Shamokin, and Shikellamy's going to play Sealands Grove on Friday night. Now, is that good? Or should Jersey Shore just be the team that moves on?
74 in Double A.
Okay. So now we're up to, what, 244
in the state. That sounds about right.
Okay. No, 200, my apologies, 224. 224 teams in the state so far. 224 teams in the playoffs. Now we're down to single A, which is like the Rochester group.
53.
So 227. Okay. 207. If 277 teams in the playoffs in the state, 70 teams? Are you kidding me? That system has some curveballs to it. Dick in Milton, huge high school supporter. Hi, Dick.
Well, I'll give you a one-word answer, yes. There's too many.
Dick, I don't get it. I think if you're a conference champion, that should have more weight than then put you into the district playoffs.
I've never understood it. And the thing that I don't like personally about it is, and looking, people will get mad because I kind of feel this way, but, you know, you already got basketball and wrestling, high school wrestling, so you got a lot of these kids that are play more than one sport. They have to set out and wait, and, you know, and these teams are practicing with half their rosters right now because these kids are still participating at these levels, these other sports.
Dick,
and it goes in the middle of December.
You are absolutely correct. That is a big problem for wrestling and for basketball, both of which will start their practices on or about the 17th of November. And some of these teams are not, especially ones that have been in the playoffs a lot, every year are starting with a small amount of players by the time their first games roll around, which is early December. If you make the state, if you make the state final or even the state semifinal, you do not have those players in shape for another 2 to 3 weeks.
And you're also not counting soccer kids.
Absolutely.
That are still playing, and I know this to be true. I use Wolfsburg, for example. Football players and soccer kids are playing, and the basketball kids are, you know, it's half their team, and a lot of the wrestlers, I'm sure. It's just, you know the bottom line, what it is, it's all money. It's what it is. The PIAA thinks about money first, and then they think about something else secondly. I know that's what it is. They went through it with wrestling. I'm old enough to remember when you lost in wrestling, if you wrestled when you lost, you didn't get drug along, and now they take everybody, half the team along to the states. And nothing wrong with going to states. It's a real honor to get to that level. But it's all about money. It's what it is. Yeah. You know,
I totally agree. And to me, just conference champions, wrestling just weight class champions, basketball just conference champions. They should be the only ones advancing because the tournament is too long and too vast.
Well, they're never going to change it now. They're not going to change it, but it's just the way it is. And, you know, I mean, obviously, why don't you get somebody on from the PIAA and ask them sometime, you know, I mean, they'd have to prove the person to be on your show, and just ask them what their logic is. Ask them what their logic is behind the whole thing. Just call them up sometime and say, hey, come on my show here sometime, and it just... Yeah. Kind of go over this.
I mean, 277 is a big number, which means you're talking in four divisions, what, 69 teams per division on average? That's an insane number. 69 teams in the playoffs. I mean, and Kevin complains about the NBA.
I've never understood why they stretched it out till almost Christmas. The state finals are what did Kevin say? What's the date?
The 13th. 13th
of December, two weeks before Christmas.
Yeah, it's like the 13th or 15th.
You know, realistically, they're playing high school football, and the NFL is thinking about their playoffs already.
Yeah,
which
December
doesn't make
12th
much sense
and,
to me. They're halfway through the hockey
December
season.
December 12th and 13th would be dates. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
I mean, December 12th and 13th would be the games. They play two on the 12th and two on the 13th. I think that's how it works.
Yes.
Absurd, where, for example, the regular season in college football is going to end on November 29th.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand their logic there, but I guess they understand it better than I do.
I don't understand it because it's too many teams in the playoffs. And I'm going to say this with all due respect to Selins Grove, Shamokin, and Shikellamy. Jersey Shore has already proven it. They've won. Now, the tournament says now that they have to play again and beat. There's two of those teams are going to have to beat twice if they can survive this thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, look how many kids – that's in District 4. Look how many teams qualified for districts at the level that Lewisburg and those teams are. But, you know, basically you end up – I don't know how many extra games it gets. What's the schedule? 10 or 11 games? There used to be 10. It might be 11 now, and they play another half of that if you play all the playoff games, realistic of 5 or 6.
I talked to George Landis the other day. And, of course, George had been the head coach at Bucknell. He was Jack Ham's teammate here at Penn State. And Jack, George, and I were just chatting before the pregame show, the tailgate show the other day, because he stopped by with his wife. And he said that Jack said, hey, how many games do you have to win the state championship? He said, well, we're going to have to win 6. It's a 10-game regular season. Okay? That's 60%. That's 60%. You've now expanded the season. You're like, you have to be kidding me.
And according to Max Preps, which is the high school, basically the high school statistical site for sports, there are 592 high schools that play football in Pennsylvania.
So 277 are in the postseason. Are you kidding me?
I knew you'd
like
that.
Well, the only thing, I'm going to leave you with one more comment about this. The guy that probably benefited the most from this, because he has an unbelievable record, is George Curry. But he got half his wins in the playoffs.
Well, I'm sure he did.
I mean, realistically, look, you figure out how many extra games that guy got at Berwick just playing playoff games. A ton.
No question. No question. I'm all for state champions being crowned, and I like the way Pennsylvania does it with single, double, triple, and quad. I like that. That's fine. But to me, the only teams that should be in are league champions.
Yeah, it's a demanding sport to be playing that many extra games for kids at that age. That's the other side of that to me.
I mean, it's high school, Dick. I mean, we've lost such total concept of what it is. It is high school. And I think it's great that you have some kids that play football that want to wrestle or play basketball. They also either want to play baseball or run track, whatever. And that's great. I think that's great. That's all part of the high school experience. I think it's fabulous. But at the same time, we're losing perspective. It really bothered me when the ESPN started broadcasting high school football games on Friday nights. It bothered me no end. It's high school, okay? It's not a TV show.
Well, we lost perspective of athletics a long time ago when they started playing some sports 13 months out of the year. That's when it kind of like did me. And there's kids that play the same sport almost every day for 12 months out of the year, which I can't already believe that. But
Dick, I've never liked that. I've never liked the fact that people have said, you've got to choose now. Choose what? You'd be amazed how well-rounded they are and how they're actually their chosen sport. They're actually better at it because the fact they did something else, they also brought a couple of skill sets to the table they can use in it. It's never made sense to me to do this. Let kids be kids. Let them enjoy life. Hey, guess what? I mean, I remember one time a kid did something else, coaching a Babe Ruth game. And he got to the home plate, and he stopped and looked around 1 foot away from home plate. Then he jumped in the air, and he jumped on home plate. And I pulled him aside after the game. I said, Scott, I just want to tell you, I think you're a really good player. I said, but I want you to remember something. It doesn't matter in life where you are when you're 15. It matters where you are in life when you're 25, 35, 45, 55, 65, 75. Because guess what? You have bills. You have to be a part of the community. You have to be responsible. From ages, from birth to 17, 18, I know there are some responsibilities, especially as you get older, you need to be taught responsibility. but you should have a good time in life. Because after that, the good time in life after that, you know, responsibilities show up in the mailbox every month, okay? And so, you know, it's not always going to be easy. And I think we've got to get back to allowing kids to be kids, and no, not everybody gets a trophy, but everybody can have fun doing it.
Well, I'm old enough to appreciate playing playing football and basketball and baseball. Of course, there weren't as many sports back then either. You know, we didn't have lacrosse, and we didn't have we didn't have as many teams, obviously. But it was, I'll tell you, I appreciate growing up in the 50s more so only because of that. We played a little bit of everything outside, and they have a lot more advantages in that respect today. But by the same token, some of those kids just don't do anything else but, you know, or they swim. The kids will swim, and they do it every day. And,
sure.
You know, and it's what it is what it is. I just find it almost hard to believe. It's almost beyond my comprehension some days that a kid doesn't actually do anything else but that one thing.
Well, I mean, Dick, I had an awesome childhood. I loved sports growing up. Loved it. That had other interests, too. Reading and maps and things. I mean, I loved all that stuff. Geography, history, loved history. We went out every day, Dick, and we played football on the street, touch football on the street or in somebody's yard. And then we played basketball in the summer in a dirt basketball court. We'd shovel out a backyard, dump some water in there, and play a little hockey. We'd go over to the pond and play hockey. We'd go out and we'd play baseball on the sandlot all the time, pick up stuff, things like that. We had a blast. Loved it. Enjoyed it. Now, everything's a different phase of my life. I don't want to go back to it. I love what I'm doing now. But at the same time, it was also an awesome phase of my life. And nobody said you had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go out and cross train. I said, cut me a break.
Don't you really think, though, that what really caused a lot of this one-dimensional sport kid, that's my phrase, not somebody else's, is the fact that a lot of kids, by doing that, think that they have a better chance of getting a college scholarship. So I think the colleges have kind of contributed to that in a sense.
No, there's no question about it, Dick. You're spot on, because I know when I was coaching Babe Ruth baseball and so forth, I had a lot of kids on teams that would go to hitting coaches, go to academies, things like that. And the entire idea was, and go to tournament. The entire idea was to get a college scholarship, which I completely understand. I completely understand, because college is so expensive. That's why when I talked about student athletes being paid, I said, look, the scholarship means something. You have a lot of people fighting to get them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, and I do understand that part of it, but at the same time, I really believe you need kids. Let them be kids. This is going to be the most carefree part of their life. Because guess what? The first week of the month or the end of the month, responsibilities show up in envelopes.
But anyhow, to answer your question, my one-word answer a long time ago was yes. There's too many kid teams in the playoffs. That's the bottom line. So this, whatever it is, it's not going to change.
At this point, Dick, nobody remembers the question.
No. That was it. My answer was yes.
Thanks,
have a good
Dick.
Day.
You have a great day, my friend. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
I got your number. I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. The boys
of teams in the playoffs. In high school football. Now, I'm asking this question with all due respect to the great kids and coaches at Shamokin, Shikellamy, and Sealands Grove. But if I did it my way, only Jersey Shore would be playing this weekend. And whomever else was a conference champion would be the only ones playing this weekend. And I don't care about districts. Throw all the district stuff out. I could care less about District 4, 6, 9, whatever. Could care less about it. Okay? You're seated. Do the best you can. Try to seed them probably regionally as much as possible to cut down on travel, but only conference champions should be in.
You know, that is one of the big problems I do have with the way the district setup is right now, is the travel, especially for basketball. I mean, you're sending District 4 teams to Scranton, Allentown. That's expensive. It's also tough on fans to make that trip. Not to mention where football ends up going.
In basketball 2 years ago, the state semifinal was Lower Merion against Erie McDowell, and they played at Baldigal Area High School in Wingate in Center County.
How about those teams from like Clearfield and Johnstown that have to come into Shamokin to play a state game because of the way the tournament's set up?
Hey,
and vice versa.
Just take only conference champions only. Right? Make sure everybody's in a league. Conference champions only. This weekend should only be conference champion playing conference champion. And do the best you can in Harrisburg to say, okay, let's keep these games as close as possible.